Good evening, and welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process with Dr. Suzanne Lee.
Hello, we are the Arcturians. We have come to you in this moment of our now to assist you with your ascension process into fifth-dimensional New Earth. We see that many of our grounded ones tire of the responsibilities, the work, the juggling of spiritual life and physical life. We also see your beautiful light bodies that are beaming inside your earth vessel. We see them in their fullest splendor when you enter your night body and as you join us in meditation. We wish to take a moment now to explain to you how your light body can be inside of your clay vessel at the same time that you feel yourself moving through the responsibilities and hardships of this final moment of the third dimensional expression of our dear sister Gaia. We will begin our explanation by asking you to take a moment to tune into your high heart. Your high heart resonates just between your heart chakra and your throat chakra. Within your high heart is your Atma. Your Atma is your threefold flame of wisdom, power, and love. It is the place that first began the creation of your present earth vessel. And it is the place within that earth vessel that holds the secret of your transformation into light body. There are many theories about how your light body will expand, written by many members of Grounded Ones who are channeling information from their higher expressions of self. Because beautiful Gaia has always been a very diverse planet, for she has welcomed beings from all over the universe to use her beautiful body as a place where they can grow and learn. In fact, your galactic family, ourselves, the Arcturians, the Palladians, those from Sirius, Andromeda, also even Orion, Lyra, and more, and Taurus, more. But that is enough for now. That is enough for you to hold in your consciousness of the beautiful multidimensional beings who await you in the fifth dimension, who have taken on a fifth dimensional resonance so that they may wait upon the threshold in their starships to guide you and to protect you in this moment of birth. We, your galactic family, have also experienced our time of evolution on the body of Gaia on planet Earth. We too have made our mistakes, have learned from our mistakes, have created wounds upon the body of our Mother Gaia as we learned and transmuted our beingness beyond those mistakes, just as you are doing now. That is why all of us are here to assist you, to work with you as you assist Gaia. For now, it is her turn to ascend with those that inhabit her body. Will there be an Earth that remains in the third dimension? There will be an illusion of Earth, for in fact, third dimensional Earth has always been an illusion. Will there be a fourth dimensional expression of Earth? What those of your religious communities have called heaven? Yes, there will be, for a time, for there are those who can only believe in what they have learned in the body that they have held during this moment of transmutation. Will there be a fifth dimensional Earth? Oh, yes. In fact, it has always been. For creation begins with the higher dimensions and replicates itself to take form in the lower ones. And the process of ascension is when the higher expression of self calls back their beloved one who has forged a body in the lower dimensions, in this case, in the third dimension. Fifth dimensional Gaia is calling back her body, for she, just as her inhabitants, tire of the third dimensional expression, tire of the polarities, of the fear, the love, the conditional love, the unconditional fear. Gaia and her inhabitants, they wish to return into the unity of the one with all life. Gaia and her inhabitants wish to return to the one. Gaia and her inhabitants wish to find that center path between the polarities in which she has lived, the polarities which have created the schoolroom Earth. Yes, the schoolroom has been successful in that many beautiful ones have gone into this polarized world and have found that center path, have learned unconditional love, and have returned home. Yes, in some ways, the experiment of life on third-dimensional life, the experiment of having experience in a world that is separate from the One, in a world that has complete free will. Yes, in some ways it was successful, and in many ways it was not. It was not successful in the manner in which many of our beloved ones became lost. They became lost in the darkness and could not find their way home in between realities. They became lost because they forgot. They forgot their higher expression that replicated a form for them on the holographic reality of third-dimensional Earth. They forgot themselves. They forgot their unity with all life. And that forgetting made them very fearful. But now is the time to remember. Now is the time to remember that you, dear ones, are beautiful multidimensional beings. Now is the time to remember that within your high heart, within your clay earth vessel is your light body, your true self, but being who you truly are and who you have always been. Within this light of your true self, within this light body, you will find your pathway home. It is within your high heart, for your high heart resonates to the frequency of unconditional love. Unconditional love is the gift of the One. It is the essence of the One, the force and the power of the One to which you are returning. Let us take a moment now and speak to you about accepting unconditional love. One might think, well, of course I would accept unconditional love. Why would I not? But does the harsh desert equally accept the rain? No. No, the harsh desert cannot easily accept the rain, for it has developed upon itself a crust to protect itself, for it would be blown away by the winds if that crust were not there to hold what small bit of moisture it has retained. In many ways, your journey into third dimensional reality is much like a journey into a harsh desert, in that you have had to create a crust around you, a shell, a earthen vessel made of the same elements as the beloved planet whom you are visiting. You are made of earth, air, fire, and water, just as Gaia is. Around your vessel, there is your crust, your skin. Your skin protects you, and it holds within you that unconditional love that lies latent within your high heart. It is that pool of unconditional love, that light, liquid light pool of unconditional love that is able to accept the unconditional love that resonates from the fifth dimension and beyond. This love is sent to you wrapped in multidimensional light. This multidimensional light enters your crown chakra, and your pineal gland, which is also filled with light, with liquid light. This unconditional love that is carried by the multidimensional light first enters your crown chakra, and it waits the awakening of your beingness as you allow your kundalini to rise through all the paths of your seven chakras, of your first root chakra, of your second navel chakra, of your third solar plexus chakra, of your fourth heart chakra, of your fifth throat chakra, and into your sixth, which is your brow chakra. As that energy has risen in to your brow chakra, the energies of beloved Gaia and of your earth vessel intermingled with the great force of your multidimensional self. Move in to the core of your physical brain, the third ventricle of your brain, to await the energies that have been stored within your crown. These energies within your crown then also enter into the core of your third ventricle and intermingle in the glory of your multidimensional self, the holder of your own conditional love, merging with your physical earth vessel. As your multidimensional self merges with your physical form within the core of your brain, the awakening process begins. It is this awakening process that is the precursor to your ascension. For our beloved ones, you have volunteered to assist dear Gaia. Therefore, the gift of the unity of spirit into matter. You have volunteered to share this gift with Gaia. And so back down the chakras we go, taking this gift of your multidimensional self, the owner of your light body, bringing it all the way through your earth vessel and down into the core of Gaia. We ask you to take a moment now to fully experience the power of your beautiful multidimensional self. To imagine the radiant light body that you have just accepted into your earth vessel. Take this picture of your multidimensional self and project this picture onto your mind screen, which is your brow, the area between your eyes and the center of your forehead. Allow your imagination to see this magnificent being of light that is you, that has radiations that move out from its core, which is, in this case, the high heart. Those radiations that move out from that core appear similar to arms, but they are of light, and the hands are flashes of light that glisten and sparkle, sharing their radiance. Moving down from that core, there is a semblance of legs. However, very often they join together more like a tail or a root that is rooted within your physical body, a root that is rooted within the physical body of Gaia, or a tail much as a dolphin or an eagle. Moving up from your core is a beautiful blaze of light, which should be a semblance of a head. What you can see is a radiance of two eyes. as you experience this vision of your true self on your mind screen. Allow yourself to pull this vision down into your throat chakra. Within your throat chakra, take a moment to hear and speak the true words of yourself and to imprint how you will creatively express this self in your daily life. Now, as you bring this gift back into your high heart, there is a reunion of unconditional love and multidimensional life that brings such joy, yet peace and calm, that it is difficult for your earth vessel to contain. So you mute it just a bit, but know that it is there, and know that you have this joy, this peace, this radiant light, and unconditional love. Now, you take your radiant light, your unconditional love, and you pull it down into your physical heart. Your physical heart is not accustomed to such a magnificent degree of love, to love that is beyond condition. For within the third dimensional reality, most love is conditional. Most human love is tainted with fear. So take a long moment and allow the unconditional love to bask within your physical heart, to heal the woundings and the injuries of all the conditional love that you have had to experience within this incarnation. And now, dear ones, pull this light and love down into your solar plexus, just below your ribcage, and feel your inner sun ignite and feel your great power within. Stand firm within this power and know that you are a being of light. As you bring this power down into your navel chakra, heal the emotions, heal the animal that has been the being that has served as your vessel. Love your earth vessel unconditionally, with unconditional gratitude and unconditional appreciation. Hold your beloved light vessel within your unconditional love. Protect it, hold it, stroke it as you would a beloved pet or an infant. Rock it. It has had to withstand much within this incarnation. Heal it now with your love. And now move into your root, into your base, back to the first time that you took this vessel. Imagine your beautiful light body awaiting the time when your new vessel could accept its radiance, bit by bit, slowly, gradually. It allowed its radiance to bring you life within this reality, within this time. And then it awaited in your dreams, it awaited in your imaginations, in your meditations, in your prayers. lovingly and patiently, your light body has served you, loved you unconditionally, tickled your memory, held your sorrows, healed your pains. For your light body is who you truly are. Your light body is connected always to the higher dimensions. Your light body is connected always to your great galactic family, the family who has been awaiting your return and who welcomes you and assists you in your dreams, in your meditations, in your cries for help. And now, dear ones, allow your light body to move down through the legs of your earth vessel, down through the cores of your feet, and down deep, deep into the body of Gaia. As you have moved down past her crest, now see yourself within the caves. Imagine yourself moving through her water, her diminishing supplies of oil, all of the many elements that have held her form, her earth, her air, her fire, her water. As you ground your great multidimensional energy within the core of her being, she thanks you with her planetary love. She accepts your gift and disperses it throughout her entire body and shares it with every element of her body. Shares it with her earth, with her air, with her fire, with her water. Shares it with all of her beings, with her plants, with her animals, with her humans. As she shares it, it amplifies, for that which is received generously, that which is integrated, that which is shared becomes greatly amplified. As she has amplified her energy, she now returns it back to you. Her energy then returns back into your core and intermingles within your body, finding its way into your high heart, finding its way into your awaiting spark of light body. Moving up, finding its way into your opened third eye, the combination of your crown chakra and your brow chakra. And it is through your high heart working in tandem with your third eye that you will begin your return. Of course, in reality, there is no time. So even though you may feel as though you are beginning this process, we wish you to know that you have been participating in this process your entire life. For you volunteered to come into reality at this special time. You volunteered to take an earth vessel and to remember your true self, the being that you have always been and that you will always be. Blessings to you, dear one. Blessings, for you are a courageous warrior. You are a spiritual warrior, a being of light, who has made the ultimate sacrifice of taking on the limitations of a clay vessel, of moving in to the final stages of a reality based on polarities, where good and bad are separate, where love and fear are separate, where male and female are separate. And in that separation, there has been conflict, there has been war, there has been harm to all of Gaia's beings. We wish you to know, dear ones, dear members of our planetary ascension team, that there shall be a mighty healing, a healing of all of our beings who have volunteered to enter Gaia at this moment. Yes, to enter Gaia, to enter into her. For you shall surrender your lives-long individuality. You will have your core, but your consciousness will not be of just one being. Your consciousness shall be and is becoming more and more for many, and is completely for many. Your consciousness is beyond individual consciousness. Your consciousness is and has been expanding to encompass the consciousness of the collective, of all humanity, to expand and to encompass the consciousness of Gaia, of the planet. And as you have and are expanding your consciousness to embrace your planetary consciousness, your consciousness expands further to embrace galactic consciousness. To embrace us, dear one, to embrace your galactic family, that you are no longer just a small, isolated being on a small, isolated planet, in a small, isolated solar system on the edge of a huge galaxy. You, our beloved ones, are the planet. You, our beloved ones, you are the solar system. You, our beloved ones, you are the galaxy. And as you are allowing yourself to embrace that truth, your consciousness expands to embrace the cosmos. Your consciousness expands to cosmic reality, to cosmic consciousness. It is with this state of consciousness that you return home, bringing your beloved planet Gaia with you. Hello, I am Suzanne Lee. I wish to thank the Arcturians for so wonderfully sharing their message with us today, and would like to close our meeting with the first of my Healing the Mother, Healing Myself meditations. Thank you so much. You can reach me at SuzanneCarroll@multidimensions.com. Thank you. Blessings. This is the first installment of Healing the Self, Healing the Mother. With each group, each meditation, we will heal one chakra, starting with the first and moving up, and then contributing that healing to Gaia so that we may better participate in our planetary ascension. Some of you have formed groups, and we appreciate that greatly. Some of you may have a group of two, or maybe just a group of all the beings that you are within yourself. Either way is beautiful, very important, and of great significance. Each of you are beautiful, multidimensional beings with incredible power to heal and create a beautiful reality based on love, peace, and calm. We begin this process with the first chakra. Each chakra has many traits and attributes. Therefore, we will just look at one. For more information about each chakra, please see www.multidimensions.com or www.suzanneleephd.com. For the first chakra, we will look at our ability to remember to begin each day fully grounded and connected to the Great Mother Earth. Therefore, we will begin this group by standing in a circle. And as you stand in a circle, inhale and raise your hands up into the sky. Now, if you are a smaller group, or even a group of one, imagine the circle that you are holding out in front of you. As you raise your hands up into the heavens, up into the universal light, which of course is up only in frequency and not in space. But as a metaphor, raise your hands up as you inhale and visualize that you are bringing down the beautiful multi-dimensional light of the One. As you bring that light down, pull it into your crown by touching the top of your head. Pull it down to your brow by touching your brow. Down to your throat by touching your throat. Down to your high heart between your throat and your heart. Bring the multidimensional light down into your heart. Pulling it down into your solar plexus by touching just below your ribcage. Pulling the light down into your navel, and then down into your first chakra at the base of your spine. As you bend over, touching your legs, pulling the light all the way down through your legs, past your knees, past your calves, past your ankles, into your feet, and down into the core of Gaia. As you slowly raise up, you can perceive before you a beautiful circle filled with radiant, multi-dimensional light. Now pause for a moment as you use your voice, use the language of your breath, to have a brief chant or toning using the word Om or whichever chant feels significant to you. As you dedicate this circle towards healing the Mother and healing yourself so that you can be of greater service to her. Now, us take a moment to sit on the ground or on a low chair so that you are closest to the earth and closest to grounding your energy into Gaia. Among other things, the first chakra represents your inner warrior, your ability to fight for your right to have a happy life. However, we all have a wounded warrior. This wounded warrior may be in this specific lifetime, it may be in an alternate life or a parallel reality. Allow yourself to take a long moment to relax and to use your imagination which is the thought of your fifth dimensional self. Trust your imagination, for one of the goals of these groups is that as you heal yourself, you allow yourself to awaken more and more to the innate powers that exist within your wonderful multidimensional being. And as you ground your multidimensional self and integrate it into your daily life by releasing all the wounded portions of yourself who feel they do not deserve or feel that they are not good enough to be the full expression of your highest self while still wearing your earth vessel. Now take a long moment using your imagination and just allow to come into your mind and trust whatever it is that comes into your mind of a time when you experienced being a wounded warrior. It could be as a child, as a warrior, as an everyday warrior walking through life, facing the many challenges. Take a moment now and allow this reality to come into your awareness. As each of you, or just yourself if you are alone, has determined who this warrior is, speak it out loud, either for your own self to hear, or go through the group and allow each of you in the group to give a brief description of your wounded warrior and feel the support and the love of the light within the circle and of the light emanating from the members of your group. As each of you has shared about your wounded warrior, each of you allow your wounded warriors to be released into the center of the circle, to be healed by the multidimensional light and by the unconditional love of the one and of the members of your group. At this time, it might also be healing to allow yourselves to send unconditional love into the circle. That love could be expressed through your breath or again through atoning and a healing of sound and light, visualizing the light moving through your wounded warrior at the same time that you unconditionally love this component of yourself. Now, I would like you to take another long moment to use your magnificent imagination and visualize your spiritual warrior, the highest expression of your spiritual warrior that you can bring into your imagination within this moment of the greater now. See standing before you the glory of your spiritual warrior, your mighty self. Again, verbalize this using the power of voice, the power of sound. In the beginning was the Word. Each of you within the group, again, give a brief description, only this time, of your highest expression of your spiritual warrior that you are able to embrace within this moment. As each of you have completed sharing your warrior, then take a moment and allow each of the members of the group to see your warrior standing in front of you. This is an exercise not only to validate that your warrior is there, but to allow each member of the group to see with their higher vision. You can look with your eyes closed, or you can look with your eyes open, but all the members of the circle will look at one person at a time and perceive that person's spiritual warrior and share that glory with the person. Now, each one of you share your higher spiritual warrior with the circle. And as you do so, from the perception of this great expression of yourself, look into that circle to see the body of Gaia. And each of you see a special place within your reality that you would like to commit your attention to healing. Focus on a certain place, land, sea, air. It could even be the fourth dimension of the elementals in the fairy kingdom. Now, as you see that area of Gaia, look into that area of Gaia and see where there is a wounding. Again, go around the circle, share that portion of Gaia that you have taken on as your responsibility for healing, and see how it is wounded and share that with the group. As each of you have expressed your particular responsibility for the mother, for healing of the mother, again, send unconditional love into that circle, but this time it will be greatly amplified by the multidimensional light of your spiritual warrior. Allow that love to be focused towards all the areas of Gaia that have been mentioned, as well as the entire globe. Again, use the particular creativity of your group to express this unconditional love in whichever way arises within the flow. In closing, Allow the energy of your group to work as one united force, to pull together all that you have done, and hold that energy within yourself and within the power of the group which you have formed. As you move from the group, one assignment that you each have individually is to answer two questions for yourself between now and the next meeting of your group. The first question is, are you remembering to love your wounded warrior unconditionally? The second question is, how do you stay connected with your heart and mind to your greatest expression of your spiritual warrior and simultaneously share it with Gaia? Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for participating in this. I thank you, and Gaia thanks you. Have a blessed day.